This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Well, here we are again, and it's so good to be back. People say, what is the Sue Free Show? And I say, it's the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connecting with people. People impact our lives both positively and negatively. We then have a choice whether to react or respond. Our life is guided by our choices, which are based on our beliefs. Wisdom comes when we learn from our mistakes and those who have gone before us. Leverage all of this to take a chance. Share your life experiences to create wisdom. For another person's life, to plant a seed, dare to make a difference, to live your life on purpose, for a purpose. And today we have a special guest. His name is John Wildman, and he's been the executive director at the Sheepfold since 1997. And before that, he was on the board of directors for 4 years. Beginning in 1989, he served as a volunteer at the same place, the Sheepfold. And he did many capacities. Before coming to the Sheepfold, John owned a small business in Southern California for 17 years. He was led by the Lord to sell that business and serve full-time at the Sheepfold. We're going to get back to that. He understands the original mission of the Sheepfold since he worked closely with the founder of the Sheepfold, Fran Lundquist, for many years. John remains active in his community, volunteering at church, and is on the board of directors for several other nonprofits. He's been married to his lovely wife, Belinda, for 29 years. He has 3 grown children, Kelly, Johnny, and George. So, welcome, John.
Thank you, Sue. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And we have a very sensitive subject today, and I'm going to reach out to people right now that are listening, because we prayed before we got on the air, as I always do, and we prayed that we know that there's people hurting. We know that there's people that are being hurt, and this is a way for them to get help, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. Domestic violence is just a huge problem in our community, in our state, and in our nation. And, you know, there are answers out there. And, of course, it's the Lord, but there's also a lot of knowledge, a lot of information that can help you make right decisions.
If you are abused or know someone who you suspect is being abused, please listen to this show. And when the Lord prompts you to call, we just want you to know that we will keep your name private. You can give us a fake name. We just want you to know that we're here for you. And we want to give you the phone number right now. So if this means you, get a pen, and write this number down. It's 888-995-5552. Again, 888-995-5552. Very strong inside of me, I just feel that I'm really, my desire and God's desire is to reach out to those, you know, mothers and children, and even maybe some men that are being abused, and let them know that there is hope and there is help. And that's what the Sheepfold is about, at least I think it is. You're going to tell us more about that, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, the Sheepfold started back in 1979, and we have 5 shelters in Southern California. And so sheltering moms and kids and all that's involved in that is certainly our primary mission. But through our website and through teaching in various areas, from hospitals and schools, universities, education is prevention. And if you can educate young women on warning signs of relationships that can lead to domestic violence or, you know, just power control type relationships, then they can recognize them and get out of them before they get too deep into them.
And that's good. Education's always important, and there might be people out there that don't even realize that they're even, they realize they're being abused, but they realize they don't want to realize to what depth they are and that there is something they can do about it.
Well, every mom that comes in here, and I don't, being a man, I'm the only man here. All the staff does all the interviewing and most of the one-on-one ministering. But, of course, being around as long as I have, I have learned a few things. And one of the things that women in abuse do is they minimize. It's something that each and every one of them do. They minimize their situation, and they minimize the abuse. And so as you start to educate through various means, they'll start to see themselves in it. And one of the ways is on our website, and it's thesheepfold.org. There's a test, early warning signs of abuse, and there's a quiz that anyone can take. And that's one of the bits of information that I really want to get out there, is that they have to be able to see, when they're involved deeply in domestic violence, there are things like Stockholm Syndrome and the cycle of violence, and these psychological phenomenons that don't allow them to recognize really the situation they're in. And so many times, and I've had a lot of good reports back on the little quiz that we put on our website, they can start to recognize, and at the end of it, they add up their score and go, oh my goodness, I'm there.
They can't hide anymore. They can't minimize it anymore because it's right there in front of them.
No, and it's really a scary thing. Each and every woman that comes in the shelter is brave.
It takes courage.
It definitely takes courage. A lot of courage. For some of them, they're so familiar with that, coming into a place, the unknown is really scary. And then, of course, everybody's impression when you say the word shelter is a gymnasium with cots lined up on the wall and that kind of stuff. And the Sheepfold are beautiful homes, beautifully decorated by all the donations that we get. And each mom gets her own room for her and her kids. And so there's, some sanctuary there away from, the rest of the house. And it's really just a really neat program for them to change their lives. And so when they get in, they're very surprised when they are walking into a 8-bedroom Victorian, 100-year-old Victorian house that looks beautiful from the outside. They're like, wow, pretty neat.
Sounds like it.
Well, all of our shelters, they're in neighborhoods, and you wouldn't know that they're a shelter because we're very good neighbors, and we make sure that the facilities look really nice. They're well taken care of, so that and we have a lot of rules about being outside in the front yard and that type of thing. So
sure,
that,
safety issues.
Well,
yes.
That, not only that, but it's also for the neighbors.
Okay.
I don't know if you've driven by. You can drive by and you'll see 4 or 5 adults hanging out on a porch or something and go, oh, there's a recovery home.
Oh, yeah.
And
uh-huh.
And so it tends not to make the neighbors really happy.
Right.
So we try not to do that.
John, I want to ask you a question. In your bio, it says that you were led by the Lord to sell the business. Can you tell me what was that like? What happened?
I'm just
curious.
It's kind of interesting. What happened was I was driving down the freeway. I was a flooring contractor and had a partner. And I was picked up some carpet from a mill, and I was driving back to our warehouse. And I was listening to Christian radio, and the Sheepfold ad came on. And it was a really powerful ad about this little boy. And so I was like, I think I'll give them a call and see if they need any help. So I did. I called them up, and they said, oh, gosh, yeah, can you come do this? And so I went and did something, and then they called the next day, and I was like, okay, great, yeah, I've got a truck, I can do that. And then they called the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and finally, after about a week, I said, do you guys have anybody else helping you? And so this
That's a really good question.
This was back in 89, and they're like, oh, right now you're the only guy that we have. So I said, oh, okay, yeah, I was kind of curious about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was a joy for me. And Fran is just a super, I used to call her the West Coast version of Billy Graham. You know, she's just super spiritual lady, really, really neat and just on fire for the Lord and full of faith and a neat person to be around. And so,
how did the ministry begin? I mean, it was from Fran, but how did that happen?
Fran started it in 79, and she had a heart to do it years earlier. And what had happened to her, she has a book that she did called The Sheepfold, and we have it here, and we mostly just give them to people that come in. But it's really kind of interesting. Her son had committed suicide when he was 19 years old. And they had adopted two daughters, and they didn't know anything about the daughters when they adopted them, but they had been severely abused, and they were sexually active. And through all of that, there was molestation in their house, and it ended up in a divorce and all of this kind of stuff. So just a lot of kind of bad things happened. But in that, Fran began to seek what the Lord wanted her to do. And so she went to a seminar, and the lady simply said to have a pad and a pen, continually pray to the Lord, what do you want him to do? Write it down and go do it. And I think that was before the just do it, you know,
yes,
ad thing came out.
Right.
And so it was her heart to do that. And back in 79, most of the shelters, if you, you know, went to a shelter for either homelessness or domestic violence, which we are both, you had to farm out your kids. You couldn't take your
kids.
And so, you know, it'd be like if you had a relative or something and a lot didn't. So that was really the impetus for her to begin the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And so she took the money that she had. She put a down payment on a house. And she seriously did not have payments. She had like the next payment, but not the next one. And friends from her church helped her and got it going, and she lived in that shelter 24/7 for over 3 years.
Mm.
And in that time, when she started, she did everything for everybody. Oh, let me wash your clothes. She was like super mom, trying to do everything.
Right.
So soon enough, she started to write down rules and create structure. And there was no one to help her do this, except for the Lord.
Right.
And so she just continued to do it. And now if you go on our website, you can download a How to Run a Shelter manual that has everything that you would need, including all the forms to start a shelter and run a shelter. So that's how the ministry began. And then fast forward back to your question, in 89, I was helping a lot. And, here's exactly what happened, because this is one of the weirdest things that's ever happened to me. I had a dream. I was before the Lord, and it was like, I want you to do this. And out of my mouth in the dream, I said, I would like to serve you full time, but you can't afford me, you know, which was, you know, the pay difference from what I was making to going to full-time ministry was significant. And so I woke up and I told my wife, and she looked at me like, oh, okay. And Fran had asked me, to come on board and help, because the ministry, it got bigger and bigger, and there was more of a business side to it. And
well, there's such a big need for this, such a need.
It's huge. So anyway, that haunted me for a couple of months, and I talked to Belinda, and I was just like, I have to do this. You know, and she was like, okay, let's go.
What a trooper.
So that's what it was. And the kids were like, okay, so lifestyle is going to change, right? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
And but it is the coolest thing that's ever happened to me, the most wonderful blessing. I get to see lives changed here so significantly. And I've got a million stories I can share with you. But it is amazing, and it boils down to walking with Jesus or walking in darkness. and the difference of the blessings that you receive, and the decisions, of course, that you make, because they're based on the Word of God and the wisdom that's in it, it creates an entirely different life than what a lot of the moms have had.
Right. And some of these moms, that's all they experienced growing up, too, could be. So there's a lot of different things going on, but we can change that and make a better life for the children. And that is an amazing, wonderful thing. And I'm sure there's a lot of love spread out in these sheepfold homes.
You know, I think that's the most special thing.
It has to be, because love is where healing happens.
Well, and the neat thing is the ministry is not numbers-driven or anything like that. So we can individually help every mom. We can look at their situation, and we can help. If we have a mom that comes in and it's been pretty severe DV, then there's like a period of time where we'll just extend it so she can just chill out. She can just relax. She can just hear the Word and be loved on. And before really any of the other part of the program would start, whereas some of the moms will come in and it's not, you know, that time period's not necessary. They're ready to go. And so, you know, that's the neat thing, is that we can kind of customize the program to fit each mom's individual needs.
This is the Sue Freeze Show, 99.5 KKLA. Those of you that are listening, that this is tugging at your heart, you've got tears rolling down your cheeks, and you know this is you, or you know somebody that is in this situation, it's no coincidence that you're listening to this show right now, and it's no coincidence that John from Sheepfold is on the show, because it's your day. It's your day to make a change, to make a call, to make a difference in your life and the lives of your children. So I'm prompting you right now to make a phone call to us or to the Sheepfold, but for now, to us. And the phone number is 888-995-5552. And we'd love to talk with you. And you don't have to tell us your name. Don't have to tell us anything you don't want to tell us. But we're here for you. And you alone. God placed you right here, right now, listening to this show. And no matter where you are, He's wanting you to call. So call. Pick up the phone. Phone number 888-995-5552. So, John, the Sheepfold program and how it works, can you kind of get into a little deeper on, okay, there's a person. Let's say a person's going to call right now, and they don't know. It's the fear of the unknown. Okay, what's going to happen? I make a phone call. I contact this, and then what happens? So let's walk this woman through it so she can be a little bit less afraid.
I'd be happy to. The one thing that you need to know about the Sheepfold is that the Sheepfold is a long-term transitional shelter. And so a mom can end up, it used to be up to a year, but you know, now it can even extend. So we're not an emergency shelter. So if someone called right now, the office is closed, and they would get a recording that would direct them to emergency lines. And so that's more of, you know, it's a different type of shelter, and there are emergency shelters. And the number, if they were caught in that in Southern California, is 211. So just like, 411, if they call 211, they can get information to where they can get to a safe place tonight. And
that's good information.
So when a mom would come here, there would be a phone interview that we would talk to the mom. And, you know, providing that we have openings, and go through and basically tell her about our program, because she has to understand that it is highly structured, and it's not a place where somebody's going to just be able to, you know, crash out and do what they want. Because remember, we deal with homeless as well as domestic violence. And so they would come in after the phone interview, and they're like, okay, that sounds fine. Because the rules are the basic rules that you and I do every day so that we can function. That's basically what it is. Time to get up, a study, you know, breakfast time, what are you doing today? We want, you know, that just all the basic things that you would do. And so she comes in, we explain all that to her. She does hear the gospel. The thing about the sheepfold is it's very much a Christ-centered ministry. We have Bible studies every day, and they have to agree to two major things. One, that they're going to save all their money while they're with us, and I'll elaborate on that, and that they're open to the Word of God, and that we do have Bible studies, and we do go to a Bible-teaching church on Sundays. Now, in that, they're told that they would not be manipulated, coerced, pressured ever to receive Jesus. None of our, all of our managers are trained never, ever to do that. And but they have to be open to the Word of God, so they have to engage in the Bible study. And so those are the things, you know, that we talk about. We would show them, you know, what the shelters look like, what they can expect, you know, what happens for them as far as budgeting classes, parenting classes, you know, all of those types of things. We do that, as well as we get involved in our legal advocate is extremely busy, because when a mom comes in, court is always there. If it's a domestic violence, there's custody issues, there's, you know, we were in court twice last week on two separate cases that are pretty pretty tough cases. And so we offer all of that, and so then they make a decision if they want to come in, and then off they go into the program. But to tell you, when Fran originally you know, wrote the manual, she was looking at Mark chapter 4. And, you know, as you know, it's the parable of the sower. And so when a mom comes in, she's explained that we have a Mark 4 program. And so there are certain things she needs to accomplish in the first 30 days, and then 60 days, and then 100 days. And so these are things. And just to give you an example, in the very beginning, we need to have all the immunization records. We need to have the school records. We need to have that because we have very good relationships with the schools. But, of course, you have to have all of that to get your child into the school. And, of course, any of the domestic violence stuff, we have to have all of the police reports and things like that so that when the kids go to school, they're protected. And that information's not given out by either the courts or the schools so that the abuser couldn't find them. And so that's part of what happens. But to boil it down for you, a mom can walk into our office with a couple of kids and have a couple of trash bags full of clothes. And she can leave a year later. She has a job. She saved all of her money, so she has a nest egg. We get donated cars, and we don't use them to support the ministry. We use them to give to the moms. A car, a wardrobe, and when they move out, we have a thrift store over in Orange that will put furniture in their apartment. And so it's an absolutely amazing. I didn't write the program, so I can sit here and say it's amazing what can happen. And Fran did a wonderful job when she started it.
Life changing, and there's lives that need to be changed.
Oh, it's wonderful. And, you know, something I neglected to tell you, when Fran started the ministry, she was 53 years old.
Yeah.
And I just think that is such a cool message to let people know. I mean, I'm 54. I'm starting to get tired. And, you know, it's like,
I hear you. Yeah.
It's like you can really be involved in God's work. And it's so funny, after talking to volunteers for 13, 14, 15 years now, it's mostly the enemy lies to them that they're not good enough, they don't know the Bible enough, you know, they don't have any special skill set, and so they're not going to be used. But in my experience, and the other boards that I sit on, they have passion, and they want to serve their Lord, and that's all it takes, and that's what Fran had. She did not have any, and she'll tell you flat out, she didn't have any special skills to do this, but she knew the Lord wanted her to do it. She was called to do it, and that's what she did.
John, it's amazing because I was writing notes and I put on my notes that, you know, people say, oh, what's the deal, Sue? You got it all together. And I'm like, no, I don't have it all together. But that doesn't mean I can't serve. It doesn't mean that I can't do good. And I'm not perfect. And you're not perfect. And she wasn't perfect. But God uses us anyway if we're there, available, and ready to work and serve. So that's a call out to everyone out here. If you don't have a ministry to serve on, this might be the one that's calling your name. And you don't have to wait until you fix your life problems and you become straight and do all these things and everything has to be just right, because that's never going to happen completely. It's a journey. But God wants us right here, right now.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
We will be back with more of the Sue Freeze Show and John Wildman on 99.5 KKLA.
What would happen if your computer network went down? It happens every day to businesses large and small. Imagine losing financial records, days of work, or even your entire client database. How damaging would that be? Imagine how different your life would be if you could find out about a computer disaster before it happened. With NSI's free network analysis, you'll get a technical specialist who will not only warn you about any possible threats or system issues, but you'll also get a full inventory of your systems along with a site performance evaluation. And at the conclusion of your analysis, we will sit down with you to explain exactly what we have discovered in terms that make sense. This valuable offer is available for a limited time to all business owners. Wouldn't you like to have peace of mind that your technology is stable and secure? Find out why hundreds of companies like yours choose NSI as their technology partner. Don't rely on luck. Let NSI help. To schedule your free analysis and see how NSI can help your business strengthen its technological base, call 866-671-0089, extension 204. That's 866-671-0089, extension 204. Call today and find out what it's like to have a true technology partner working for your business. Call 866-671-0089, extension 204.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
So, John, we're back, and you said that there were 5 locations, right?
Yes, there are.
Where are they?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, that's right. What a silly question. Well, let me ask you this. The reason I was asking that is that, you know, this signal, you know, the radio station goes a lot of places, and my show actually has been picked up by other locations. So my question is that if somebody's somewhere else, then they would have to come closer. Is it like L.A., Orange County? Does it go up north?
I can tell you that they're in Riverside and Orange counties.
Okay, that's good.
Where they are.
Good to know.
And in Texas.
So now there's needs for more, though. So if somebody wants to get on board, and maybe there, you know, we could open up more.
You know, absolutely. Actually, one of the things that another mission that people don't know about with the Sheepfold is that we've helped organizations start shelters all over the United States, and in fact, one in, I think it was Guatemala, and one in the Philippines, and stuff. And so we would never actually let them use our name, but they could use anything, because all of Fran's 95 or 96 Bible studies that she's written specifically for women are downloadable on the website, as well as, you know, as I told you earlier, the manual and how to start a shelter and all of that. But recently we did create a licensing agreement, kind of like a franchise, I guess. And there is a Sheepfold in Lufkin, Texas, and there is one that is going to be beginning shortly. We we pray in Tucson, Arizona. And it's just a group of folks that you know, want to do this type of work, and then they found us through either friends or the website, and you know, we do training, supply them with everything that they need. They have to raise their own funding, but you know, we help them do that. And so one of them's up and running, and it's kind of a neat thing to see.
That's fantastic. The Sheepfold website is www.thesheepfold.org. If you want to go on the website, and when someone goes on there, you said that there was a test that they could take, right, that would be right blatantly in front of them to say, you are in an abusive situation and you do need to seek help. Are there anything else on the website that would be of help?
Well, there's a section, if you scroll along the top, there's, you know, are you a victim? And in there, there's a lot of good information, like living in violence, the effects on children, theories of domestic violence, which would include the cycle of violence and Stockholm mm-hmm. syndrome and stuff, mm-hmm. profile of a batterer, mm-hmm. Restraining order information, custody information,
very good information,
and things like that. So there's a lot of good information that's on there, as well as other places on the web. But there are some really good things for them to educate themselves. In fact, I can tell you a little story. There was a man that called here. And they were done with their sister. It was there was three kids in the family. They're adults. He was, you know, in his 30s. And they were just done. She must like it. She keeps going back to him. And the statistics will say, on average, a woman will return to a violent relationship 7 times. And I don't know how accurate that is, but they do go back for sure. So anyway, they were just so tired of it, they were just cutting her out of her life. And Deanne, our legal advocate, had them go on the website, kind of led them through some of it. They educated themselves. They began to understand, you know, that she was brainwashed, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing. He did call back, and they reengaged. They got her out of it, and he was just so blessed that he had run into that. So sometimes that website isn't for a lady that's in abuse. It's for her friend. It's for her coworker. It's for her friend in her small group at church.
Right.
Because domestic violence is in the churches, and you know, we don't like to think that it is, but it certainly is. We've had pastors' wives in our shelter. We've had policemen's wives, attorneys' wives.
Right.
You know, so it crosses every line.
You know, John, my next question was, if you suspect that a person is in an unsafe environment, what should you do? And I can say from a personal experience, this has happened to me. I'm a business owner, and I had a single mother who worked for me. She doesn't work for me anymore, for any employees that might be listening. But I had a single mother who was working for me that came to work with bruises. Mm-hmm. And when I'd ask her, you know, what happened, she'd say, oh, I fell down. I'm so clumsy.
Right.
You know, she always had an excuse, but it was so often. Or she'd call in sick and she'd come back and she's got, you know, a swollen eye or something. And I'm like, oh, my heart would just go out for her. And her kids must be witnessing this. And I'm thinking, what is that doing to them? And it's so emotional and so painful. But I felt so helpless in the situation because I wanted to just pull her out, say, come live with me. You know, let me just take care of you.
Right.
You know, but what should, if you suspect that a person is in an unsafe environment, what can you do so you're not so helpless?
Well, you know, the one thing that you can't do is you can't force anybody to
to
change or to follow your lead. The one thing that I know for sure is that if you can share knowledge and educate them on what's going on. Do you know one of the things that's really interesting? When a mom finds out that children that are being raised in an abusive home, that it's child abuse, and that in that, it is so abusive that the effects can be lifelong for those that are raised in domestic violence. So when they understand that they're harming the children that they love by allowing themselves to stay in that relationship, many times that's when they leave. many times that's when they leave.
Yeah, if it was just them, they'll put up with it and take care of it. But when it affects the kids, the motherly instinct gets in there to say, no, I need to protect my children.
Well, and then in the cycle of violence, they think they can fix him. You know, it can go as far as, you know, as they go through the phases of the, you know, the honeymoon period, and then he explodes, and then the pressure builds back up, and all of these things that happen, he may say, I'll kill your family if you leave.
Oh, my goodness.
Because we've had that kind of, you know, to that level. Or,
what do you do with that?
Or I'll kill myself if you leave. And so there's all kinds of manipulation and coercion that goes on from them. It's about control. You know, I mean, they're exerting power and control over their partner. And it can be financial, spiritual, physical, sexual, verbal, emotional abuse. You know, it takes on lots of different facets in a woman's life. And so one of the things that I always recommend is when a mom comes in our shelter, we have them read a book called Stop Domestic Violence, or we'll sit down and read it with them. And it was written by a pastor, Francois Dubois, and Merritt McKeon. And I don't think it's in print anymore, but you can get it on Amazon. That's where we get our copies. But I've had more moms say, I found myself in that book. You know, and there's some really good stuff. We just got a DVD from Penn State University, and it's called Amy's Story.
Mm-hmm.
And that story was just relived here in Southern California when a man was waiting for his wife, a strange wife, to come home. They're getting divorced. I know there's domestic violence in this. And he shot her in the driveway, and then he went in and shot his 8-year-old girl. And it's identical to this story that Penn State University went backwards. The woman was killed. Her name was Amy. And it was on PBS in May of 2010. And you can Google it and buy it, but it breaks down all the small things that happened, all the incidents, all the things that he did that led to when she was murdered. And it's super powerful. And so there are tools like that to share with a woman so that she understands. I mean, if I sit here and I tell you the Bureau of Justice and statistics says that 3 women are killed by a former or current intimate partner every day in America, 3 women. That may resonate with them, it may not. But when they see something on the television, it often does. And so there are tools out there that you can use. And then if they're willing, you develop an escape plan, a safety plan. Because many times in a domestic relationship, when they get ready to leave, he senses something's up. And, you know, I remember one lady a few years ago, and the guy was more what you would consider abuser. He was a tow truck driver, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, people kind of stereotype it, and it's not true at all.
Right.
Most of the time, the abusers are charismatic, charming, you know, really groovy guys. And so it's not the beer drinking, truck driving guy that people kind of think that they are. But anyway, he kind of sensed something was up, and she was getting ready to leave. So he had her and his son go to work with him every day, all the time, stay with him, never leave his side. You know, and then finally he had to go do something, and she got out of there. But so there are helps out there, especially in Southern California, and there you know, are groups that you can find, and we're one of them. They can call and help develop a safe plan to get out.
This is the Sue Free Show, 99.5 KKLA, and we're talking with John with the Sheepfold, and it's regarding domestic violence. And, you know, what you just said about this woman sounded like she was trying to make a break. She was trying to get out, getting a divorce.
Right.
And she was killed. So that's kind of scary for those that are thinking maybe they want to get out of it. That's kind of scary.
Absolutely. And
so,
a restraining,
but
yeah.
How do you protect yourself? A restraining order is not going to protect you.
Right.
So what does the Sheepfold do to protect the woman who really wants to protect her children and get out of a domestic violence situation, how does that work to where that woman who's scared to get out of it, what does she do?
When a mom's in severe domestic violence, she has to cut the ties to pretty much that life. And so when she comes in here, she can't tell anyone where she's living. Cannot give the address at all, not even to her mother or anybody, because he could go over and pressure her to get the address. And and so you can't tell anybody. We just had a lady come in who's a school teacher. She had to take a leave because he knows where the school is.
Right.
And so so this is also part of it. You know, I mean, think about it. You're not doing anything wrong, and you've got a good job, and you have to leave that job because he could show up at work. I mean, how many times have you heard the guy shows up with work with a gun?
Right.
Or whatever. And so they have to be, I guess it has to be at a certain point where they'll commit, you know, to do that. And then we completely keep them safe. We had, you know, we have some ladies sometimes that are in gang involvement, and sometimes they can't leave the house for quite a while. We've had to move a lady from one house to another. She cut her hair. She dyed her hair, not to look the same, because some of the gangsters were on a bus she was riding. And so we had to pull her out of one county and move her to another. But we will do whatever it takes to keep them safe. And we go to court with them, you know, so that, the you know, we can shield so he's not even looking at them. And, you know, so there's a lot of little things that you have to do all the time. And I can say in 31 years, no abusers ever found a sheepfold house. And but then we do pray for two big angels with flaming swords to be at the entrances. So I think that has something to do with it.
But. Thank you, God, for protection.
Amen.
We need a safe place. And there's a safe place. Sounds like there's a safe place.
Yes.
So here's another question. How does someone on the other side, somebody that's heart is just so touched by the situation, knowing how drastic and how big this is, that wants to get involved, how could somebody get involved? How do you get your support? How can people get involved in this ministry?
You know, the first thing that we always tell people is to lift up our house managers or house mothers, staff, and this ministry in prayer. Because we are fighting a battle all the time. One of the moms that came in recently was involved in witchcraft. And so, you know, I mean, we're on many levels, we're in a battle. And so first and foremost is to pray for protection and for wisdom in how the house mothers are ministering to the ladies and being sensitive to their situation. You know, the other ways are through volunteering. Today in the office there were, I wasn't here, but 15 or 20 people that are Christmas volunteers. So they went through a little Christmas orientation because this place is a bit crazy with all the present wrapping and all of the stuff that goes on. So
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's very small. It's a small thing. But if you ever need pest control or termite work, E.C.O.L.A. is there for you.
Okay.
We'd love to do your pest control, your termite, rodent exclusion, anything like that. E.C.O.L.A. would love the opportunity to serve and to help in this situation. So
hey,
just,
I'll be calling you next week.
Okay, that's fine. You just call me. It's okay.
Absolutely. We love that kind of stuff. We have, you know, there's a man that if I said his name, he would hunt me down because he likes to. He's an awesome Christian guy. He has been buying. He goes to Costco, and he buys meat for all the shelters, and he buys, like, chicken breasts and roasts and just all this really good stuff. And
where does he send it?
To the thrift store. We have a bunch of freezers over there.
So can we give that information out?
Oh, absolutely.
So now's your chance.
Yes.
Go for it.
Our thrift store is in Orange. And it's at 325 East Grove Avenue in Orange. And the you know, you can call the office. The number at the thrift store is 714-637-1132.
We're going to put that on my blog. I have a blog. I'm moving up in the world. I have a blog. It's blog.SueFries, one word, and it's spelt like fries, .com. So if somebody's listening that wants this information and didn't have a pen, can't write it down, you have 877-SHEEPFOLD. That's pretty easy. And you have www.thesheepfold.org. That's pretty easy, too.
Right.
You have ecolatermite.com or Sue Free Show. You can look that up. There's a lot of ways you can get a hold so that we can make this happen. And if all else fails, you can call 99.5 KKLA, and I'm sure they'll direct you in the right place, too. So that's all good.
Absolutely.
So how else can someone get involved? They can just call. They can say, I've got this service. I do this. You know, another thing, I don't know if this is of help, but, you know, usually in the termite and pest control business, we slow down. We're doing really well, thank you, God. But usually, like, you know, around December, January, it's slowing down. And I have, you know, people that need to work. So our hours get cut a little bit, not completely, but cut down. And I have these trucks. So if there's any need to have anything moved from one place to another, I have big box trucks or, you know, the little Tacoma trucks. So if there's any need for that, please don't hesitate to call us.
Oh, you're in such big trouble, Sue.
No, I'm just trying to be a servant. I'm
use
just
truck?
Yeah.
No,
it's not to give away, it's to use. I mean, if you need something transported.
No, I understand.
Okay.
And I think it's wonderful because, you know, people do donate and we don't go pick up stuff. And so sometimes, you know, we have a list of volunteers that might go get some furniture that we need or something. And
be careful with that, with the bed bug thing. I'm serious. It's
big.
You
know that we have been so blessed
yes.
by some of the Christian bed manufacturers like Meltredel and over at Custom Comfort and some of these guys, they give us beds.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And
awesome.
The bed bug thing is really scary.
Yes, it can be, but we've got the solution. You know, we can take care of it.
You know, that is so good to know. No, you have no idea because it's something we've talked about. Because you know, they've been living in a motel for the last 4 or 5 months,
yeah.
And they come in and it's like the first stop is to the laundromat to get everything kind of clean, and then. You know, go in. And,
it's really hard to get rid of those things. So just call us. We'll take care of it.
Yeah, I've heard.
Okay.
So
that's good.
But and of course, the other way is to donate funding. The thing about the Sheepfold is that we don't do any fundraisers. And if you look at our newsletter, our website, the radio spots that we have on KKLA, if you notice, there's no ask. There's no $30 will feed somebody for this long or anything like that.
And, it's kind of a Hallmark commercial. It makes me cry.
Well, the reason that they're like that is that, wait, no, I just recorded a couple of ladies and I was crying.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful to see where they are, but it's really heartbreaking to hear where they've come from.
Can you tell us a story?
You know, I'll tell you the one
You've
that
got 100
just,
stories, I'm sure.
I do.
Tell us a story.
I was just recording this one, and I have to change her name, and I'll probably end up blowing it through that thing, but I'll call her Sally. She was involved in drugs and actually did some time and came out and has a little girl, a beautiful little girl, and got her girl back. And through a situation, she's living in her van. And living in her van, and this is kind of on the Christmas, she had to make a choice how she was going to do Christmas. Well, she had to sell drugs to make any money. Mm. And that's where she had to move her van around all the time because the police would, you know, she was so afraid that the police would catch her and take her daughter away because they were homeless. And she did not know the Lord as her Savior. And she came, it got just to a desperate situation, and she came to the Sheepfold. And I have to say, if she's listening, she was not the easiest resident we ever had. And she's extremely opinionated and pretty tough. But what was amazing to me was that through, and you know, our criteria is not, oh, you're not a nice person, you're going to leave. we just work with whatever, and we just sit there and smile and go, you know, the Lord's working, the Holy Spirit's working on her heart right now. I'll fast forward a year and a half later.
You're going to have to because we're almost done.
She graduated with her certificate in drug counseling, actually. She has a donated vehicle. She moved to her second step apartments. Her daughter is doing awesome because she's been in a Christian environment for the last year and a half. And when she received the Lord, I did not know. No one, there was no, she went forward or somebody led her at the shelter or whatever. She looked different, Sue. I mean, it was amazing. And I said to my wife, I go, what's up with Sally? I mean, she really looks different. And I heard a bunch of staff comment about it. And then later she told us that she received the Lord.
Oh,
and
thank you, God.
It's just amazing, the change in her life. It's just fantastic. And she's doing so well. And then she'll be moving, in the next 3 or 4 months into her own apartment.
That's so great. Well, John, we got to go. It's been wonderful. So it's been great having you on the show. We appreciate everything that you've said and for the sheepfold. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. We love you, and God bless you.
Bless you, Sue. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Forgiven in love, child, you're forgiven, and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven in love.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services.
Are raising insurance premiums making it unaffordable to offer quality benefits to your employees? Well, before you throw in the towel on providing affordable employee benefits, call Denon Simpson Insurance Services, the benefits specialist. Denon Simpson saved her clients over $4 million in premiums last year while offering extra benefits like heart scans, stroke scans, even chair massages. Let your employees know how much you appreciate them by offering them a comprehensive benefits package that's easy to manage and affordable. Denon Simpson serves companies throughout Southern California. Clients like Make-A-Wish, A American Self-Storage, the Four Square Denomination, and ministries around the world. They love an opportunity to save your company thousands too, while providing a culture of wellness and safety. If you're responsible for the health and safety of your employees, call Denon Simpson Insurance Services today at 818-676-0044. That's Denon Simpson Insurance Services for a free evaluation. 818-676-0044. Denon Simpson, the benefit specialist.
Springtime. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. coli has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call E. coli today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.